Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. prepares to strike at the heart of Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States is deploying a specialized expeditionary targeting force to Iraq. It will be in position to conduct raids over the border into Syria. Secretary Carter testified and talked about it before the House Armed Services Committee Tuesday.
Through our own action and those of our coalition partners, the military campaign will destroy ISIL's leadership and forces, deprive it of resources and safe haven and mobility, all the while we seek to identify and then enable motivated local forces on the ground to expel ISIL from its territory, hold and govern it, and ensure that victory sticks.
Secretary Carter says deployment is being done in cooperation with the Iraqi government. NATO foreign ministers are looking at ways to beef up security along Turkey's border a week after Ankara shot down a Russian fighter jet along the Syrian border. Officials at a foreign ministers' meeting in Brussels said Tuesday those additional measures could include more ships in the Mediterranean and more alliance planes at Incirlik Air Base in Turkey and a bolstered missile defense system. An explosion near a metro station in Istanbul, Turkey, Tuesday injured at least five people, bringing the transport system to a halt. There's no claim of responsibility. It stopped the evening rush hour, the explosion caused by a pipe bomb. The Syria-based Islamic State group has expanded its reach in Africa. A top leader of U.S. Africa Command says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia, while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must be tackled now. Mr. Obama spoke Tuesday on the sidelines of the UN Climate Summit outside Paris.
If we let the world keep warming as fast as it is, and sea levels rising as fast as they are, and weather patterns keep shifting in more unexpected ways, then before long, we are going to have to devote more and more and more of our economic and military resources not to growing opportunity for our people, but to adapting to the various consequences of a changing planet.
President Obama and other world leaders are trying to agree on measures they hope will keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial revolution levels. NATO says it'll keep about 12,000 troops in Afghanistan for an extra year in 2016 to prevent the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced the alliance pledge Tuesday as part of its resolute support mission in the region. He said that figure is in line with the current NATO troop strength in Afghanistan.
So we are in Afghanistan, of course, to support the Afghans, but we are also in Afghanistan to support ourselves. Because if Afghanistan becomes a safe haven for international terrorists, that will also be a threat to us.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Anti-corruption group Transparency International estimates that 75 million Africans paid a bribe over the past year in a report that says most Africans believe corruption is getting worse. Researchers surveyed more than 43,000 people in sub-Saharan Africa about their experiences and perceptions regarding corruption. 58% said they believe corruption had increased in their country during the previous 12 months. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders condemned the repeated barrel bombing of a hospital in a rebel-held part of the war-ravaged Syrian province of Homs. The organization says the bombings have killed seven people and wounded 47. Italian and Kosovo police have detained four Kosovo citizens allegedly linked with Islamic State for spreading Islamist propaganda and for making threats against Pope Francis and a U.S. former ambassador. Italian police say the four are all suspected of condoning terrorism and inciting racial hatred. A German appeals court ruled Tuesday that a former Nazi medic at the notorious Auschwitz death camp is fit enough to be put on trial. The court in Rostock overruled a lower court that said 95-year-old defendant identified as Hubert Z was too frail to withstand trial. The suspect served in Auschwitz. He faces almost 3,700 counts of being an accessory to murder. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.